Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So I guess we have to do a 15-minute morning show podcast.
We don't have to.
Anyone up for it?
Yeah, man.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yes.
Here we go. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B and Hi. Danielle and
Hello.
Gandhi and there's Scary.
On two screens.
Ooh, three.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
You need to. You're on three screens?
Wait, pop out from Elvis again.
No, Elvis, technically he has your screen, he has his screen, and then he has the camera, too.
I'm a jackass in a box.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, Brody's here. And there's Garrett.
Yes.
And Deanna's on the camera.
Hello, Deanna.
So we start. Okay.
Enough.
So calm down, Mary. We start out with Dave Brody in the den. Apparently he was stung by some sort of stinging being. What happened?
Okay, so if you look over here, there's a door. So during the show, I walk my dogs outside in the backyard.
There's one.
So
that one right there.
Cute.
That's Percy. He wears a harness, and so the leash doesn't go around his neck, so you can walk around him and the leash rotates on his back.
Oh.
So as he was pooping, a bee hornet yellow jacket thing started flying around me. So I started walking around the dog and the bee started going around me.
Uh-oh.
So I was running around the dog trying to get away.
Uh-oh.
from the bee. And then at some point, the dog was mid-pooping.
Okay, start over. It's something wrong with the microphone. So you're going around and around. The bee was following you. And then what happened?
And then eventually I stopped because it was freaking the dog out because he was in mid-poop. And I said, okay, I'll stop running. And then the bee got me in the arm right here.
Ow.
And it's been annoying for about 2 hours now.
Lesson learned, pray for nothing drastic to happen while you're in mid-poop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, having an allergic reaction to it, or?
No, it's a little swollen and red, and it sort of feels like someone's taking a needle and tapping me in the arm for the past 2 hours.
Right, it's awful.
Yeah. It's not fun.
All right, well.
But I'm not peeing on it.
Don't pee on it.
Okay, so Gandhi, tell him the truth. I mean, this peeing on wounds is just a wives' tale.
It is absolutely a wives' tale that a lot of people have, for some reason, just bought hook, line, and sinker. And not only do they tell you it's probably not going to heal whatever's going on, but it could also cause infection because you don't know who's peeing on you and what they have going on with them.
I think someone with a fetish started that.
I agree.
Maybe someone with a fetish started that. However, I think I've told you guys this before, but not positive. My best friend got stabbed in the foot by a stingray when we were in Florida, and everybody decided this is a great idea, pee all over it, but it was a stingray. It wasn't even a jellyfish, so they just peed into an open wound on her foot. She had to go to the hospital for other things.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Why? Why would you idiots have come up with this?
Also, I got bitten here. How the hell am I going to pee over here?
You could reach.
I'll
send me a video, Scotty.
Really, Scotty? Do tell.
You need friends full of urine.
I have a story.
That's right.
Can we go back to the Gandhi story? So did everyone kind of just line up
and
whip out their junk and pee it all over your friend?
Three girls.
Your turn.
Three girls peed all over her foot. I wish I would have been at the scene when it happened because I would have tried to stop it.
Oh, Scotty.
Scotty would have loved that.
Oh, Scotty.
Scotty likes peacocky.
Gross.
Oh, God.
Ick, so, ick. Yeah, just point being, don't pee on things. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Hey, so Alex and I took Uncle Johnny out for lunch yesterday. We went to, it was a dark, dank day in New York City. I wanted to like good, straight ahead, hole in the wall French food. Believe it or not, you can find that here. So we went to this hole in the wall French place. The food was good. Service was not great. Took a long time to get things, you know, delivered to the table, whatever. But keep in mind, they were so understaffed, as a lot of restaurants are. And so we chose, absolutely, at the very beginning, to cut them slack. They're there doing the best they can.
Right.
I mean, they only had two waiters on the floor, and the place was packed.
Right.
And each waiter also had to bartend for their own tables. And so with our table, with Uncle Johnny, you know there's a lot of cocktails flowing. So, I mean, what could have been an hour lunch was like a three-hour lunch, which is, if you're in France, that's fine because you have leisurely lunches, but not in New York. But anyway, so we tipped them well. We took care of them, and they apologized for, you know, the lapse in perfect service, but we were fine with it. And I think better than the tip was the fact that we reassured them that everything was great,
right?
And they had nothing to worry about with us, and we can't wait to go back. So, please, I beseech thee, be patient with your people at the restaurants.
Well, Gary, go ahead.
All right.
Ahead,
you said that restaurant was like a hole in the wall. You would have never like typically found it or gone there?
No. I've been there before.
Oh, because last week I went to a hole in the wall restaurant that I pass all the time in New Jersey. It was called Jessica's Cafe. I would never have gone there. And we were like, you know what? Let's go there once. It was probably the best food I've ever had. The best French onion soup. And I mean, and the best risotto. I mean, I was like, what have I been missing out? Because you drive by and you're like, oh, it looks like nothing.
I'm glad you gave him a chance.
But it was interesting, though, because I would never have thought that on a whim.
It gets a 4.8 in Google ratings. That's a huge, that's a great restaurant.
I know, but you drive by it all the time. And
scary. You're such a ratings whore.
There's a hole-in-a-wall French place up where I live called Appetit Bistro. Oh. It's between a laundromat and a check-cashing place.
Perfect.
And it's
is there a bail bondsman close by?
No.
Nothing says French food like a check cashing place.
But it's the best French food in all of Westchester.
Wow.
Brody, you were about to say something earlier. What was that?
Yeah, you were talking about being understaffed. So I took my daughter to Smashburger on Saturday night because she had a craving. And there was one guy on the register, but he was also the guy taking care of to-go orders, answering the phone, going to the window where they put the food up, packing all the bags. So he'd ring you up, pack three bags, go back and ring somebody up. He was also the guy who would then bring the food to your table, because Smashburger puts a number on your table and you have to like match the number. So he did everything by himself. I felt terrible for the guy. The manager came out, looked around, saw that it was busy, went right back at our office. And it got to the point where I was going up and helping him run the food to my table.
And the manager wasn't helping?
No, the manager was like, everything all right out here? And the guy's like, yeah, I guess. Meanwhile, there was like seven bags to go, a line of people, and he was doing the whole thing by himself on a Saturday. And so I just kept helping him with the food, you know, bringing it to my table, going, if that's mine, I'll take it. Because I didn't want him to have to go to my table. And I don't know if they just, somebody called out sick or they don't have any staff, but the manager was like, DOA. I mean, MIA, rather. That's why she might as well have been DOA.
Yeah, when they're dead, they can't really wait on you.
Right.
I went to a restaurant on Saturday, and I did the most embarrassing thing. Other people do it. I don't say anything. I dumped my drink over, and it went everywhere.
It happens.
And they were already
short. And you always order the jumbo drinks.
Yes, and they were already short-staffed. I cleaned the entire thing up. I just grabbed towels and napkins. I cleaned everything up. The waitress came over, the server. She's like, I'm so sorry, I'll help you. I'm like, no, you have other tables to tend to. I made this mess, I will clean it up. And I got everything together. I put all the towels together. I threw them in the trash. I cleaned it up like it never happened, but it was so embarrassing.
And then you stole the knives.
Nate, what are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm trying to think of something funny to text my brother for his birthday. Sorry.
Now. Dad, you're stuff. Doing that now.
Scary. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just kind of hovering.
Hey, I have a question about Scary for everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to go to a function like a wedding or a bar mitzvah and then go on social media at the same time you're there live and bitch about having to be there?
Well, no, you didn't do that.
You did?
No, it wasn't me.
It was a wedding.
It was my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it known that, today is our anniversary and we were at someone else's wedding. My girlfriend and I were celebrating our anniversary on Saturday night, but we were also celebrating the wedding of her friend as well. So
was
I
she
wasn't
dropping
really
hints?
Complaining.
Is
she
that
was
what it was?
A note.
What did you do for her for her anniversary?
That is
took her to a wedding.
Continued because we...
So, Danielle, he did nothing. That's why she's complaining.
Nothing. That's it.
What anniversary do you have?
The anniversary of our first date.
And together. How many years has it been?
12.
Oh. That has to expire at some point.
Why?
What, the anniversary of our first date?
How long can you date for?
Why?
Well, they're still dating.
Scotty.
They're not dating. They're not.
Scotty.
Down this road 9,000
Scotty.
Times. What? Scary is scary. That's how it is. I've come
Scotty.
To terms with it.
Yeah.
Scotty, if you don't go to college, you get to keep wearing your high school ring. So that's what he's doing.
By the way, Scotty B wore his high school ring for many, many, many years after high school.
I sold it.
Oh, my God. How many Scaries do we have in this Zoom room again?
Three.
Maybe one of them will propose.
Hey, happy anniversary. I'm taking you to someone else's wedding.
I saw that video, and I didn't really think she was bitching or complaining. I thought it was
Scary reposted it with some sarcasm.
I reposted it. No, she was the only statement she was making was, hey, this was the night we were supposed to go out to dinner, which we normally would have. But instead, we went to a wedding.
Well, that's nice. You can always go another day.
Of course,
I mean, you don't have to be on the exact day.
And I'm going, we're going to celebrate next weekend.
What are you getting there? Because you always usually ask for, like, suggestions.
We'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
Oh, God. Hey, speaking of, as you know, the women of the morning show have a task to perform, and that's find me a Halloween costume.
Yep, we did. Yes.
Yep. That's it. I'm not going to tell you anything else.
It's going to be a surprise. When do I see it?
When it comes?
Halloween morning.
That morning, the Friday?
The problem is though, we were discussing size. So we are hoping that we got the size right.
Size of my what?
It's a penis costume?
No. But a lot, Gandhi, am I right? Some other people had other suggestions of costumes, and we were like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I made it very clear that the Scaries of the world are not allowed, or the Nates, not allowed to choose my costume.
It was also Brody.
I sent a good one.
The guys have terrible ideas. They're just trying to screw you over and make you look silly. Not us.
Oh, yeah.
We think you're going to like this costume.
I don't know if they picked it or not, but looking at Spirit Halloween costume, like I was like, what if I was going to pick for Elvis, what would I pick? You would have looked
Don't ruin
cute.
It.
You would have looked cute in the Chips Ahoy costume.
Yeah. No, he would have looked good in the White Castle box.
Yes. We did suggest the White Castle box, but I didn't think he could sit
down.
I've
been in many White Castle boxes.
I wanted you to be Conan the Librarian.
Well, yeah. Scary, we also had to take into account headphones that he has to wear and sitting down and
comfort
all these
level,
things.
So.
This is why you got him Black Panther, right?
Danielle, you and Gandhi to choose the costume because you think.
And Diamond. Diamond had good. I think actually Diamond's the one who gave this to us, right?
No, she's not. I did.
But she found that costume. She found that specific costume.
Here we go.
Well, I told her what to find.
All right. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't know.
All right, well. We have to call it quits on our 15-minute morning show podcast, but we will be back for more of this craziness tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.